my utmost for his highest. November the 25th. The secret of spiritual coherence. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Galatians 6:14. When a man is first born again, he becomes incoherent. There is an amount of unrelated emotion about him, unrelated phases of eternal things. In the Apostle Paul, there was a strong, steady coherence underneath. Consequently, he could let his external life change as it liked, and it didn't distress him because he was rooted and grounded in God. Most of us are not spiritually coherent because we are more concerned about being coherent externally. Paul lived in the basement. The coherent critic lives in the upper stories of the external statements of things, and the two do not begin to touch each other. Paul's consistency was down in the fundamentals. The great basis of his coherence was the agony of God in the redemption of the world, that is, the cross of Jesus Christ. Restate to yourself what you believe. Then do away with as much of it as possible and get back to the bedrock of the cross of Christ. In external history, the cross is an infinitesimal thing. From the Bible's point of view, it is of more importance than all the empires of the world. If we get away from brooding on the tragedy of God upon the cross in our preaching, it produces nothing. It does not convey the energy of God to man. Oh, it may be interesting, but it has no power. But preach the cross, and the energy of God is let loose. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. We preach Christ crucified, and God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.